latest news, timely traffic, and up-to-date weather at the top and bottom of every hour. WLS AM 890.
Hi there. Good morning. So the aggregate student loan debt in this country is $1.3 trillion. Average load for a graduate at $30,000. It is crushing students and college graduates. Well, Congressman Bob Dole has, I think, a pretty good way to offer up some relief, and we'll get to that here in a few seconds. But first, I want to talk politics with a Republican from the 10th Congressional District and a returning guest here on WLS. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
So you know Paul Ryan pretty well, the Speaker of the House. Yesterday he said, look, I can't support Donald Trump yet. He needs to come my way a little bit. Donald Trump fired back on him. RNC chairman last night, Priebus, said we're going to have some sort of beer summit here coming up soon. As an insider, what can you tell us? Will they be able to get together at some point, or is Paul Ryan starting to run for president?
No, listen, what I can tell you, Paul Ryan is not running for president. Paul Ryan has got his hands full as the Speaker of the House and trying to make sure that we lay out an agenda about what it is that we want to do, whether it be on tax reform or health care policy and the like. How do we deal with the poverty agenda? So we've got a full plate. But what I can tell you is that, you know, what we're seeing, and certainly, John, you know, I've come out to say that we're looking for a uniter, not a divider out there. And certainly whether it be his comments, Mr. Trump's comments about women, his comments about Muslims, his comments about Latinos. For me, it was very personal, his comments about POWs. As you know, my uncle was the second one shot down in the Vietnam War. And for me, these comments altogether are not about uniting a country. It's quite the opposite. And so for me, I will not support Donald Trump. And certainly, I think there are others that have some pretty significant reservations. We saw that yesterday with Speaker Ryan, with Bruce Rauner, and we're seeing that with folks around the country.
If Donald Trump was able to clarify some of his previous comments and saying it was in the heat of the battle, it was said extemporaneously, let me add some nuance to the comment. Is it still possible for Donald Trump to win your support, Congressman?
Not mine. It may be on others, but for me it was pretty clear. I'm looking and focusing, John, as you know, on what's happening in the 10th District and looking to try to represent the 10th District as best I can. And we're working tirelessly each and every day. So, listen, that's going to be up to whomever the people want to support and send to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'll work with whomever they put there. But I will tell you from my own stance, Donald Trump is not the guy. I will not support him.
In November, if it is, in fact,
I think it's also clear. I want to make sure that I'm clear on this, John. I'm not going to support Hillary Clinton either.
So you would forego the election and you wouldn't vote for either one?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would write someone in.
You write somebody in who is more palatable to you.
Yes, sir.
Talking here with Congressman Bob Dole this morning. The convention, you're not going to attend the convention because of scheduling issues, busy with the reelection?
Listen, we've got lots of stuff to be doing, so we'll be in the district, and we will not be in Cleveland.
Is it possible for Republicans who do want to distance themselves from Donald Trump, and there's plenty of reasons why, obviously, especially in the 10th Congressional District, it's obvious, but as you distance yourself from Donald Trump, I wonder exactly, I guess you have to look beyond this particular election cycle and say, look, historically, this is what I believe in. I am a Republican through and through, but this time I'm going to have to kind of be a little bit more careful in which avenues I walk down, at least until the next election cycle. Is that a fair sort of analogy of what's happening with a lot of Republicans now?
I think Republicans and people in all across the country, at least that I talk to in the Congress, and more specifically who I'm talking to locally, they're looking for people to get stuff done. They want us to be able to actually accomplish things because they're frustrated. They're angry, don't believe that Washington is working, and certainly is not working for them, which is one of the reasons why this student loan bill that I introduced, I think, is trying to alleviate that. People are saying, look, as they sit around their kitchen table and having these conversations with their families, the cost of food, the cost of higher education, the cost of health care or insurance, the uncertainty around retirement, all these things are making it harder and harder for people just to get by.
Yeah, the numbers just came out a few minutes ago. We added 160,000 workers, but that's the fewest number in 7 months. Wages went up a whopping 0.3%. So, yeah, the economy's stupid over and over again, right?
It is the economy. 160,000 workers doesn't actually even, isn't enough to actually fill the people that are coming into the system.
Yeah.
So we think that's about 200,000 to 250,000 that are coming into the system. So we're actually putting more people into a system that's looking for work. And so these are things that we need to address. And frankly, many of the issues that we're talking about, I believe, you know, require us to put a bold agenda forward. And I think we have some good ideas going forward to try to make life easier and try to, again, whether it be regulatory burdens that are on small businesses. We see the number of businesses that are picking up and leaving the state of Illinois. Everybody knows neighbors or friends that are forced to move. Property tax bills are coming out right now. And again, as we want to talk about more economic opportunity, more economic, the engine of the economy roaring, it's not. So we want to make sure that we can keep those tax rates low. And people are feeling that burden right now.
I just want to ask you one or two questions about this initiative to try to help people with student debt. We're talking to Congressman Bob Dole from the 10th. So I mentioned at the onset here, $1.3 trillion, the average load for a graduate at $30,000. You yourself have what, between $10,000 and $15,000 left from your student loans?
Correct.
Whoa. So you're offering essentially the ability for students to use when they get a job out of college to make payments up to about $5,200 a year directly to the loan servicer. And this is pre-tax money, essentially kind of like a 401k.
In essence, we're trying to make it accessible for anybody that wants to be able to go to college to be able to do it. They think it's out of reach right now. And ultimately what we're doing is trying to make sure that the employers have, in essence, a tax incentive to be able to help them pay this down. So the employers are helping to pay down the students can put whatever they want into it. They only can have a tax deferral of a $5,250. But the employers have a tax incentive on 50 cents on the dollar if they are going to help pay down the students. And what we found for this, we think it's a win-win-win, John. A win for the recent student that has this debt that, frankly, is all-consuming for them. So it enables them to pay that down. For the employer, it's a huge attraction for young workers that are looking for this type of a benefit. They've told us that it's seven times more attractive than any other benefit that an employer can offer. So for them to be able to attract top-quality talent, a huge plus, and for the federal government, because we're having between 10% and 15% of those student loans default within the first 3 years.
I know it's a real problem. It's getting worse. So, what does the future hold for this bill? Can you shepherd it through?
Well, I'm certainly hoping so, because I do believe this is something that's impacting every single district across the country. $1.3 trillion in student loan debt, which is more than it's just surpassed credit card debt for our entire country. So, this is an enormous problem. We see it day-to-day, and so I do believe trying to encourage employers to engage in this, and frankly, it's a good thing because we want to get students to start saving as well. So if we can get them into this process, we know that students right now, over 60%, aren't even contributing to a 401k if an employer matches because they're worried about this debt.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there for this morning, but I appreciate your time, sir, and good luck with this bill. I think it's worth pursuing.
Thanks, John.
Take care. That's Congressman Bob Dole joining us here on WLS.